Hi, this is Jacqueline B, and I'm talking today about the to-do list monster. Talking with a client yesterday about how she wanted structure and she needed to somehow organise her diary so that things got done, the things that she said she wanted to do could get done. And we talked about how we create our own monster. So there is always an ever-growing to-do list. There is always going to be things that have to be done. And there are hundreds of strategies to deal with this, aren't there? There's the four boxes, the Stephen Covey urgent, important boxes, and various other strategies for dealing with to-do lists. I think I've even mentioned one where you write everything you've got to do and then you put one thing down. So different people come up with different strategies that work for them, and that's great. But what I'm really interested in is the fact that actually what we don't always realise is the monster is of our own creation. So if you work till 9 o'clock every evening and work every weekend, all you're actually doing is feeding the monster. When you can say, this is the time that I don't work, this is the downtime, this is the me time, etc., you stop feeding the monster and you end up with things not done. But actually, when you're still feeding the monster, you still end up with things not done. So what I've learnt is the things that aren't done are just going to be the things that aren't done. And so long as I try and do what I need to do, what's urgent to do, then the world is right for me. Now, sometimes what those need to do things are, what I have to do things are, can itself feed the monster. So I think, well, I have to get this done by the end of today. But do you know what? What I've discovered is you really don't. If you think about when the snow happens, and I mentioned in a previous video about broken arms, when stuff happens in your life that prevents you from doing the things that you've got to do, the world still turns. Nobody dies. You know, you don't end up destitute, you don't lose your job, your business doesn't collapse. It's worth thinking about. Just stop feeding the monster. Thank you for your attention.